Hello, hello. Welcome to What to Read Wednesdays, your go-to podcast for staff picks from your friends at Delaware County District Library. Here, we'll talk about books, podcasts, and other relevant media. I'm your host, Annie Pasma. Hello, everyone. So glad you're tuning in today. Just a few things before diving into the interview with my friend Hillary. I love hearing from my listeners. So if you have a minute today, let me know how I'm doing by emailing whattoread@delawarelibrary.org. Although things are getting relatively back to normal, we still will have only virtual programs this summer, and you can find those starting June 1st on our website. Also starting June 1st is our summer reading club. Stop by to pick up your reading log and start tracking those hours. You can start that at any time. Prizes can be picked up at any of the branches starting on June 1st. All right, I think that is it for housekeeping items. Listen in on my conversation with my friend Hillary. Okay, I'm here with my friend Hillary. So Hillary, go ahead and introduce yourself.
All right, hi everyone. I am Hillary from the Powell branch. And I would say that my primary genre that I read, for those of you who don't know and haven't listened before, I read a lot of romance. All genres, all time periods, all that jazz. And I also read, as a children's librarian, I read a lot of juve and middle grade fiction, and I'm working on reading more teen fiction as well.
Sweet. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's been good. I'm so behind in the teen world of books. And I was like, ooh, that's not good.
You know what's funny? I read A Court of Thorns and Roses, which is teen, and it scarred me so badly. I like have had a hard time getting back into the whole teen world, to be honest.
Right.
It was pretty intense.
I believe it. I've heard that that's a pretty heavy-duty fantasy book.
With lots of romance in there. But like, it's strange romance. Like, she uses euphemisms and I'm like, what is she even talking about?
Well,
but then you get it. But then you get it and you're like, wait, what?
You gotta use euphemisms when they're teens.
I know. I was like, it was scarring. Like I said, it was scarring. So I had trouble like getting back into, I need to get back into the teen world. I really do. But at the moment, I'm just like, yikes. I'll pass. So
every teen book that I've seen recently all has the same cover.
Yes, I've noticed that too. And they all seem to have like a really dark, like sad storyline.
Yes.
I was like, where's the happiness in the teen fiction?
I've been looking up more stuff to read for juve and middle grade, and I've been trying to find happy storylines there too. I'll be reading and it's like, she lost her mom in a kayaking accident and her face is brutally scarred. How will she get through this? I'm like, how is this for 8 to 12-year-olds?
Yeah. It's intense.
It is.
I mean, I'm like, we live in intense times. Let's get some escapism here, people.
Right? Give me some romance where I know there's a happy ever after always.
Which is a good segue into what's the latest romance novel you would suggest?
Oh, man. So I will actually suggest a whole series. It's the Brown Sisters series by Talia Hibbert. And there are three sisters, and it's all of them finding love during all of their books. So the first book is Get a Life, Chloe Brown, and she is a chronically ill computer geek. She has, like, she's in pain all the time, like some type of fibromyalgia situation. And she has come up with a couple of goals to help her get a life. And she's already completed the first, which is moving out of her family's mansion. So they involve riding a motorcycle, going camping, travel the world with nothing but hand luggage, and do something bad. And so she doesn't know how to be bad, so she needs a teacher.
Oh, okay. I see where this is going. Go ahead.
Yeah. So enter. His name is Redford Morgan, and he is the handyman landlord of the new apartment building where she lives. He's got tattoos, he's got a motorcycle, and he's an artist who paints at night. And the only reason Chloe knows this is because she spies on him a little bit.
Okay, gotcha.
And so it's very opposites attract, mm-hmm. not quite enemies to lovers. They become friends, and then they're like, oh, wait, you're really cute.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they each come with their own set of baggage that they worked through in their relationship, which okay. I like a romance where it's actual like normal people issues. And it's not like some kind of crazy, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, she was kidnapped, because mm-hmm. there's some of those.
Sure.
Where it's like, oh, I have a thing where I don't like rich people, and she's really rich, and it causes me to look at some of the things that she says in the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
So that one was good. That's the first one. The next one is Take a Hint, Danny Brown. And I loved this one. So Danny Brown is a career-driven professional woman who is a commitment phobe. She doesn't like romance. She doesn't like committed relationships. She's always been burned by those. But then there's Zafir, and he is as the internet says, a sweet cinnamon roll. And he is a former rugby player who runs a nonprofit for boys. And he also loves reading romance books.
I feel like I know this. I must have read your Goodreads.
You might have, because I loved it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So Zafir rescues Danny from a workplace fire drill gone wrong. She gets stuck in an elevator, and he like pries the doors open and carries her out like mm-hmm. a fireman. And it's very romantic.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so the internet thinks that they're in a relationship. And so they're going to do a fake relationship in public to get some good publicity for Zaf's new nonprofit organization. And Danny's going to try and seduce Zaf because she doesn't want a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he's like, and so it's a very cute fake relationship. They're both good characters together and apart. And it was just a really good look at, because normally it's the woman who wants the commitment and the man who doesn't. And mm-hmm. so it was a really nice twist on that normal trope.
Okay, cool.
So that one was cute. And then the last one is Act Your Age, Eve Brown. Eve tries hard to do everything great all the time, and it always goes terribly wrong. So she's stopped trying. She's just like, I can't do it. It's not working well for me. And her family, like, she gets very, her family kind of critiques her for it. And so she decides, no, you know what? I'm going to grow up, and I'm going to prove myself, and I'm going to do something great. And she ends up going to a bed and breakfast. They need a cook, and there's an open interview. And she walks in, and she just looks a hot mess. She's wearing, like, some kind of crazy graphic t-shirt. And the guy who owns the bed and breakfast is a super control freak. Everything needs to be in its place. The bed and breakfast comes first. And he's like, oh, my gosh, Jacob. And he's like, oh, my gosh, I can't. I don't want this tornado of a woman coming into my bed and breakfast. She's going to ruin it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she accidentally hits him with her car and ends up breaking his arm.
Oh.
Yeah. So he has to accept her help now because he has a broken arm.
Gotcha.
And she's very sunshiny and very chaotic, kind of fly by the seat of your pants. And he's very grumpy and very, no, thank you. I don't want your help. And so slowly they start to, like, warm up to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And what is super fun about this book is actually both characters are on the autism spectrum.
Oh, okay.
And so you get some really good, and I believe the author, Talia Hibbert, is, I think she's on the spectrum as well. So they're neurodiverse, and like, they don't make excuses for it. Like, mm-hmm. it's not like a, oh, I act this. It's like a, yes, I act this way because I'm autistic, but it's not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was very cute. Opposites attract, slow burn romance that gets very steamy once it gets going. But it was great seeing Eve go from expecting to always fail to enjoying her job and succeeding.
That sounds good. Those are fun.
They're all three super fun, very different characters, very different storylines, but all very, like, all five stars for me.
Awesome. I love it. Love it. And what are you reading right now?
Right now, I'm reading a teen book, and it is, I really hope I don't pronounce it wrong. It's a pho love story, like, you know, like the Vietnamese soup.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's a teen book, and it is a take on Romeo and Juliet. These two teens, their parents own competing pho shops. And so they're never allowed to meet. They're never allowed to interact. And something happens where they meet each other and they're like, oh, you're not as bad as I thought you were.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm only 20 pages in.
Oh, nice.
I just started it. But it looks super cute. It looks very chill. It looks very doable.
Need chill for sure.
Yes.
Good. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what is it that you would like to highlight about the library?
Yeah, so I would love to highlight our story walks. It has become a system-wide initiative, which is super fun. I had the idea and the opportunity to make story walks at Powell last year during our curbside service hours because I really wanted to provide an outdoor activity for our families and community members, especially when no patrons were allowed in the building.
Mm-hmm.
So you take a picture book and you deconstruct it, you cut out the pages and you laminate them and put them on signs along a pathway or trail. And each panel is two pages of the story. So families walk along, they're numbered, so you can follow sign number one, read those pages, go to sign number two, read those. So it's a great way to get outside and enjoy the weather while also enjoying a really good picture book.
Yeah, very good. That's awesome. Yeah, I get to see ours when I get there first thing in the morning. It's right outside my door, so I get to stop and, like, look at the little blue truck. I love it.
It's such a cute one, and it's a lot of fun. If we have the windows open at Powell, you can hear parents and grandparents reading to the kids that are with them, and it's just very heartwarming. Aww. And it's a lot of fun to just see them out there enjoying a good story.
Yeah.
And enjoying time together.
That's so sweet. I love it. I love it. All right. Well, if you don't have anything, do you have anything else that you would like to say?
I can tell you what books are going to be up in this month.
Yeah.
At our story walks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in May, the Little Blue Truck will be at Maine, at the Maine Delaware branch. That is our traveling story walk for the summer. So it's going to visit all branches during the summer reading club. The orange branch will have Help Wanted Must Love Books. It's a very cute,
mm-hmm.
almost librarian themed picture book. The Ostranders book it'll change in June, but it'll go to G is for Goat by Patricia Polacco. Very cute.
Mm-hmm.
And then Powell's book is Pearl by Molly Idle. And that's a super cute mermaid story. And then Molly Idle will be doing an author visit later this summer.
Yes.
Too.
Yay.
So keep your eyes open for that too. It'll be a great time with family.
Yes. Very good. Awesome. Well, Hillary, I really appreciate you coming on. So thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'll talk about romance books all day long.
So all you romance lovers, you know where to go.
Woo!
Isn't Hillary amazing? Ugh. She's so sweet, and it's obvious that she loves her job, and she's super good at it. I love chatting with her. Okay, that's it for today. Again, let me know how I'm doing by emailing whattoread@delawarelibrary.org. I'm your host, Annie Pasma. Thanks for listening.